Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, your host today. And just reminding you that if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please include the author's name if you have that. Your name, we don't necessarily have to use that, but we like the author's name if we can get that. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial is H as in Hill, and B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. I want to remind you, Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more for the Tri-State region, and in fact, nationwide since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And yesterday's antiques, Mike, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. If you happen to get in the Black Hills or you're close to the Black Hills, make sure you check them out. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or if that doesn't work, you can call and make an appointment. They have a lot of vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. They've got it all. Talk about a great place to just wander around. It'll give you the opportunity to find the treasures you didn't even know you wanted.
Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish. I have something today by Carrie Scott, and that's who authored this, and it's called I Just Love Biscuits.
Okay.
Got a good meaning to it, though, so you got to pay attention to the end.
All right.
The other day, someone sent me a cute story called A Southern Prayer. A man prays to God, Lord, I hate buttermilk, and Lord, I hate lard, and Lord, I'm not too fond of plain flour. But when you mix them together and you put them in a hot oven, I just love biscuits. This story is cute, but it proclaims a great lesson. In order to get biscuits, one must use the proper ingredients, mixed in the proper proportions, and it must be cooked at the right temperature for a specific amount of time. We could say the same about pie, cakes, cookies, or just about any baked goods that you can imagine. Now, let's make the spiritual application. As everyone understands that to get biscuits, the individual ingredients must be mixed together and prepared under certain conditions to get the desired results. Yet when it comes to the recipe for salvation, most teach that you get it by only one thing. That one thing usually is faith. They teach faith alone saves. But like the biscuits being made of mostly flour, you know that with the absence of other ingredients, you will only have flour. Even if you cook it, you still have flour and nothing else. So let's examine the ingredients in salvation. All of them are important, and we can be sure that if you leave one of those out, we will not have the desired results. As mentioned before, you certainly need faith, and like the main ingredient, flour, it is very important. You cannot have a biscuit without flour, and you cannot have salvation without faith. Now, we add the second ingredient of repentance. This is likened to the lard. It also is important, but cannot be left out. The next ingredient is confession. This is the buttermilk of our formula. Now, we mix all of these together and put them into the oven. This is the step which we call baptism. It is just as vital as any of the other steps. If you mix the ingredients properly but fail to bake it at the right temperature, you could have a gummy, gooey, distasteful mess. Baptism makes our faith, repentance, and confession, and the final step is to bring the desired result. Romans 6 says that when we do this, we arise to walk in the newness of life. Follow God's recipe, and you can enjoy salvation. Listen to the doctrines of men, and you may have something, but it will not produce salvation, and it will not be enjoyable. This is plain old common sense being used to make this application. Learn from the divine recipe book, the Bible. Follow the instructions, and you can enjoy eternal life and many blessings. And again, that was sent in to us. It was written by Carrie Scott.
Very good. I like that. Here are some people facts. Horatio Alger, the man whose name symbolizes success, had many personal problems and died broke. His stories of poor boys who became rich inspired people to a better life, but Alger himself did not profit by it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Bacon Custer, wife their boy general, is one of the five women buried in the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. Didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. What else have we got to share? Geographical fact. New York City has 570 miles of shoreline. And Greenland has more ice on it than Iceland does. In fact, Iceland has more grass and trees than Greenland does.
Wow.
I remember when I learned that in school. And it's
that
just
seemed wrong.
But yeah, it just, who made those names? Really?
Thanks for sharing those with us today. And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.